electronic alternative.
So what is that again?
New wave.
Grunge.
Much music hits.
Indie.
Classic alternative.
Rock.
Alt pop.
Retro.
You're not just one thing, so neither are we.
We're 107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
From the retro bin,
1978.
another Canadian artist.
Not because we have to, because we want to. Also, it's the law.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative. Non-stop music for you doesn't mean you need to buy us anything. We're size medium. What?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that bitch. He tells me every day. He says, man, I really gotta lose my chick in the worst kind of way. She sits on her.
I want that.
107.3 The Edge.
The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Come on in, fella. We're 100% inclusive.
Except for those people.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Trust you once my wife, and I brought them. Yeah, sure. The Boomers had Woodstock, but we had Lollapalooza, the Warped Tour, Edge Fest, another roadside attraction, Somersault, and Lilith Fair. And we had our own Woodstock, too, in 1994, which is pretty good. But we won't talk about the one in 99 because, that one was bad. We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Hey, honey, did you see our heating bill this month? Wow.
Don't remind me. We're wasting too much money because of our old windows.
WindowMart is a trusted partner for windows and door replacement projects. Book your free in-home consultation today at windowmart.ca.
Can you repeat that? My tinnitus is driving me crazy today.
Sound familiar? If you are ready to tackle tinnitus, the Calgary Ear Center is a one-stop shop specializing in tinnitus, hearing aids, and sound sensitivity. With over 30 years of audiological experience helping people with tinnitus, specialist Suzanne McLaren and her team will find the root causes and the best solution for your tinnitus. Visit CalgaryEarCenter.ca to find out more and book your one-hour meet and greet. Tackle tinnitus today with Calgary Ear Center. 403-685-0810.
Now is the time to start your spring organizing. Make space for all your treasures and belongings with Sentinel Storage. Create space in your garage, your closets, and your basement. Create space for living. Sentinel Storage has flexible and affordable storage solutions at a location near you. Store belongings you love and need extra space for. Try 4 weeks free. Details at sentinelstorage.ca. Buy Canadian, store Canadian.
Hey, Linda, did you see last night's windstorm knocked over the mailbox again?
No, but the gust shattered my front window again.
And took out another tree in the backyard again.
Looks like Mother Nature's redecorating
again.
Severe weather in Alberta is becoming an everyday part of life, and we all pay the price. In fact, last year was one of the worst ever. Canada's insurance industry is working hard to help you adapt, recover, and protect the things we love. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
Let's go!
Cheers. So much flavor.
Cheers. Cheers.
It's time to get warmed up.
This is going to be one hell of a competition.
We're just getting started.
What'd you guys make? The winning meal.
Wow.
There's a party happening in my mouth.
I'm here and I'm hungry.
Whoa. I love to cook.
Ooh, I was called a chef.
I must be doing something right.
This spring, only on Flavor Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Hellman's. Official launch partner of Flavor Network.
107.3 The Edge and Porter Airlines want you to check out one of the biggest shows ever. With a band we never thought would get back together. And we're not supposed to say who it is, but I think you get the idea.
Listen for a code word at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4. Then go to 1073edge.com to be entered to win a trip or two with flights from Porter Airlines to Toronto, accommodations, and two tickets to see a band performing August 24th.
Yeah, you get me, right?
It's part two of the Great Canadian Getaway with Porter Airlines. Actually enjoy economy. And 1073 The Edge.
It's a hole-in-one event that you don't want to miss. The 9th Annual Global Fest Golf Classic returns Monday, June 23rd at Muirfield Lakes Golf Course. Your registration includes 18 holes with cart, contest holes with prizes, multiple food and beverage holes. Then wrap up this amazing day with a post-tournament reception buffet with live and silent auctions. Proceeds raised from this tournament go into supporting the many community and youth outreach programs that Global Fest undertakes year-round. For more information, visit globalfest.ca.
We interrupt this broadcast to inform you that if you're not wearing NYX, Canada's favorite intimates brand, it's time to upgrade your drawers now. From super discreet leak-proof undies to our wear all-day wireless bras, NYX is changing the game when it comes to comfort and support. Customers agree, like Tanya H., who says most comfortable but still supportive bra ever. So ready to try on Canada's favorite intimates brand? Shop deals in-store at NYX Market Mall and Mission locations or NYX.ca.
The ongoing history of new music is back in Calgary on 107.3 The Edge. Learn more about all the iconic alternative music we play. Remember, when it comes to music, knowledge is power. The ongoing history of new music, 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Sundays, and also Tuesdays at midnight, only on 107.3 The Edge, iconic alternative.
Starting a non-specific amount of non-stop music.
Would you like to know more?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
What do you want me to pay?
lifting routine. Now I do 3 sets, but 15 reps. And then...
Can you play some music already?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Just because the way I love the sea, oh, there's a lonely day. No one here but me, oh. My lonely death, and he man could bear. But you need before I fall into this. and just save your scissors for someone else's skin. My surface is so tough, I don't think the blade will dig in. Save your strength, save your wasted time. There's no way that I want you to be left behind. Go on and save your scissors.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Measure these things by your grace. I sank into Eden with you, alone in the church by and by. I read to you here, Savior, eyes. You lead them, your boat is at sea. Your anchor is out, you've been swept away. And the greatest of teachers won't hesitate.
Thank you.
I'm saying.
Wow.
Several times.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Kevin wants to hear a pop song, wants to dance with the girls from the restroom. Kevin wants to move sideways, wants to move backwards. Kevin wants to move. Kevin wants to stand beside me, shoot the next record, put on the 70s tune. Kevin wants to talk to everyone, talk to everyone that he knows in the room.
Iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
There was a time, not that long ago, when indie music was ignored by most people. The thinking was that if the music was any good, then it would have been picked up and released by a major label, right? And there was some merit to that argument. There was a time when the major labels, back when there were six or seven of them, scooped up all the best stuff. And they could afford to take those kinds of chances back then. The indie labels were, for the most part, left with the dregs, or the stuff that could not be sold. I know, that sounds really short-sighted and elitist and unfair, but there really was this perceived imbalance in quality, generally speaking anyway. Indie and alternative music was looked upon as the domain of weirdos and outliers, stuff that just wasn't good enough for everybody to enjoy, if anybody. For the musicians who made that kind of music, the labels that distributed it, and the fans that enjoyed it, well, this was fine. They were penned off in their own little parallel universe, free to do things as they pleased without any kind of capitalistic interference. So this music lived in its little petri dish and grew and grew and grew. And by the time we got to the early 1990s, no one was in a position to ignore anything. This is part three of the history of indie music.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
I'm a hipster. I know what's cool. I work at Whole Foods and I go to school. I like my music bland and soft. My brother's into punk and he says I'm a jerk off. I'm a responsible member of society.
boring people like me. And thrift store clothes, extra small t-shirts show up for bony vegan frames. Indie rock bands always have safe names. The love language, super chunk, built to spill, archers of loaf, birds of Avalon. We work really hard and look like we just got out.
It's a band called Raw Dog with Indie Rock Hipster, and it kind of sums up the attitude a lot of people used to have towards indie rock. Hello again, I'm Alan Cross. It took us parts one and two to get to the early 80s in the story of indie rock, and we'll pick it up from there. By the late 70s, many people in New York City had moved beyond the punk and new wave that had captured the world's attention a few years earlier. Bored with the crowd at clubs like CBGB and disgusted with the materialistic concepts of New Wave, a short-lived movement centered in the East Village known as No Wave was born in the late 1970s. Now, No Wave was equal parts punk and avant-garde rock. Its adherents believed that rock and roll had become too conservative and that even punk had become institutionalized. No Wave bands often had no musical training whatsoever. And predictably, the music was negative and harsh and formless and noisy and often completely atonal. Groups subscribing to the No Wave philosophy included DNA, The Contortions, and Teenage Jesus and the Jerks. But one band was to emerge out of this sea of noise to become one of the most important and influential indie bands of the 1980s. Sonic Youth came together in 1981. And they became known for the use of feedback, guitars that were strangled with screwdrivers and drumsticks, and a wall of noise that was felt more than it was heard. Although Sonic Youth's music became more structured as the 80s progressed, there was always the sense that they were pushing the edge of the musical envelope. And thanks to a deal with Black Flag's indie label, SST Records, they were able to spread their influence throughout North America. Sonic Youth's best indie moment probably came in 1988 when they moved to another indie label called Enigma and released a double set called Daydream Nation. This is called Teenage Riot.
Thank you.
Sonic Youth wasn't the only non-California band to get some help from SST Records. In 1983, they signed a three-piece Minneapolis band named after a Swedish board game. Husker Du would ultimately have a huge influence on hardcore punk across America. All three members took to the stage dressed in street clothes. No leather jackets, no mohawk haircuts. And although their music was loud and fast, the songs incorporated elements of a basic pop song. Melody and song structure was given equal standing with power and volume. The parameters of punk were pushed forward.